I'm a cowboy, right? So we stand up and raise up our Bible. Oh, okay, you are surprised, Pastor. See, cowboy is the fan of heaven because the wise men follow the star. You know that. Okay. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Now turn to your neighbor and say, I look good, but you look better. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I'd rather be in the house of the Lord than the best hospital in the world. Glory to God, glory to God. So the top news for this month so far is the death of a queen. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the name of my message, kingdomized. Always will be kingdomized is the topic of my message because we're always going to see the kingdom in his eyes, right? So, and the top news of the month is the death of the queen. And I'm authorized to have one joke. And basically the title of this joke is perspective. What is perspective? It's just like this. Whenever there is a wedding, Pastor, the old folks tap into the youth and say, you're next. So every time there's a wedding in the church, the old folks tap the youth, say, hey, you're next. And then so the youth got irritated. These guys are messing up us up. So they thought to themselves, oh, we start attending the funeral. So every time the youth attended the funeral, you know what they do? They tap the old folks and says, you're next. That's perspective for you. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Queen Elizabeth II died, and King Charles III is now the new king of Great Britain, right? King Charles did nothing, say nothing, to earn this grand title, but was simply the firstborn to royalty. That's it. He's the firstborn, so he's king. So this is where, as a matter of fact, in this kingdom, you can put mindset, multiplication, management, and mission. In the G12 vision, they have the four ladder of success. Win, consolidate, disciple, and send. Those are good principles and ladder of success because as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you have to win people. You make disciples. You consolidate. Consolidation is the passion of Chuck who brings the men and women to the encounter that consolidate us because in that encounter, Galatians 1:9, it says that you may paint the picture of Christ crucified. That's why there's no other gospel that is to be preached but the gospel of this kingdom that Paul says. No other gospel. And if you preach any other gospel than this, you should be accursed. And so the consolidation is that we encounter God in such a powerful way that the cross is just nailed in your head, nailed in your mind or right here that you know that your Savior died for you, rose again for you. He suffered and rose again because he loves you. And that's the gospel. So that's why consolidation is there. But then after that, you went to post. Some of you are in post-encounter. That's the discipleship to train you to become a leader someday and have a cell group. And then, of course, send. And in this four ladder of success that I have, is part of that is mission, which is sending, evangelizing, mobilize, synergize. And, of course, when I speak, you can be chargerized. Okay. So that's the essence of that mindset, is that if you are born again believer, you are a child of God. Because John 1:12 says, as many as received him, Jesus, gave him the power to become a child of God. I was born in the Philippines. I have a Filipino citizenship. Came to America, become naturalized citizen. And then I got born again when I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and then I become a kingdom citizen. And for you who are watching me right now, I mean, invitation usually is given at the end. But if you are listening, and the Bible says in John 1:12, as many as receive him, Jesus Christ, to them gave the power to become a child of God. See, believing in the true God, because many people preach all kinds of gods, but there's only one true God, and his name is Jesus. And he died for you and me. And in the fullness of time, God sent his son. That's why we are almost going to celebrate Christmas, because he came as Emmanuel, God with us. And so tonight, if you have not done that, trusting him as your Lord and Savior. Because Thomas is one of the disciples of Jesus, and he don't believe. That's why he was called the doubting Thomas, right? Right? It's not just believing as far as intellectual assent that Jesus Christ is God, because he was walking with Jesus for over 3 years, and yet there's a doubt in his mind. Until when Jesus rose from the dead and penetrated these walls, and they were sitting right there in that room, and then Thomas, look, touched the holes in my hand and my feet. And Thomas, in that moment, my Lord and my God. So it's both ways. Not only acknowledging in intellectual assent, but acknowledging him in your heart that Jesus Christ is truly your God and your Savior. If you do that tonight, you are born again believer. Amen? So here it is. And we did nothing to earn that title too, because it is by grace we are saved through faith. It is the gift of God, his forgiveness to become the child of God. So Queen Elizabeth II ruled over 70 years and largely held an honorary position, and it was a symbolic of ages past when all the world was ruled by kings, queens, and monarchs. I mean, thousands are lining up just to attend that service, funeral service, and millions all over the world to pay tribute. Here, our text is in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. He is the image of the invisible God. So when you accept Jesus Christ, that's the only time you really have that picture, just like I said in Galatians 1, the vivid picture of who he is. He is the image. He came here in this planet to show us the Father. Okay, in him. So all things, of course, many of you pastors says that Greeks for all things is all, say all. So that the English for all or Greek for all is all. We're created both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. So all things were created. The only one that qualifies to be God, you must be a creator. If you cannot create things, you are not. So Jesus Christ is the creator, and he is God. Whether thrones, dominions, and rulers, or authority, all things have been created through him and for him. Repeated words, all is all in these verses. All is for him. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So my son was in Space Force, and he is awed because he understand that there is a creator. And there's an atheist girl that he is witnessing with and jealous of him being the leader of his group. And of course, even in our witnessing with people, when we encounter atheists, we said, hey, there's a picture there. There is a painter or a sculpture. There is a designer who paint that picture or sculpt that sculpture, right, of that image. There is one who did that. So this is the universe that we live in, and there's millions of galaxies, and we are part of millions of galaxies, and yet this planet that we evolve in, one, according to him, when they studied just one twist of something, there will be chaos in our planet Earth. That's how powerful that this God that we serve holds things together in his hands. So he is a powerful God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he said to me, I will not say, I cannot deny my Lord because that alone. And even Psalms 19 says, right? The creation speaks. The heavens declares the glory of God. Amen? And he is the beginning, the firstborn. See? The firstborn. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord Savior, he is the firstborn among many brethren. So there are many more to follow. And I followed him, you follow him, and many more, for God so loved the world that he is inviting everyone. He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall and will be saved, no matter where you at. Say amen. He is the firstborn from the dead, so he himself will come to have first place. And many times in this pulpit, we talk about idolatry. Idolatry, if he is not first, say first, then he will be second or third or fourth. And idolatry is nothing but, is God first in your life? In everything you do, is he first or just second? That's why one of the things that he said in Malachi is, even in our finances, give the first, the tithes. That's your first because it covers the rest. So you're telling him that he is first in your life, in everything, right? Say everything. To come first place in everything. Because it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. That's who Jesus Christ is. He is the powerful God, right? And he is the true God of heaven. Amen. So Great Britain, like I said, mourns. But the great thing about the queen is that her confession is he will live her life, that he will see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in her lifetime. But she declared that Great Britain is a Christian nation and Jesus Christ is her Lord. Amen. So as believers, we too should always remember that Jesus Christ died for us. That's why we have the what you call sacraments that we always practice. One is communion, that remember, do this in remembrance of him. And of course, we will have baptism. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then it will be your desire to identify in that bearing and resurrection of Jesus Christ through what we call water baptism. Amen? So we remember. And so for me, it's like, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And forget not all his benefits or my benefits. So always giving thanks. I always said that with our economy here, and now people are complaining about inflation and all that. I always say, if you complain, you remain. If you raise, you praise, you get raised. Right? So don't complain. Because of the fact that if God is your source, as a matter of fact, when he created in the Garden of Eden, he created a place which is called the garden, which is actually his presence. So the source of everything that we need is in his presence. So if you are in his presence, you don't have to worry. As a matter of fact, after pandemic, everybody quote Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of Almighty. And yet they cowered and fear. And yet the presence of God is what we need, no matter what happened. Virus has been here since the day Adam sinned. You know that? So it's here all the time. But our salvation is of the Lord. In his presence, there's always fullness of joy. And after all, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Right? Say right. So here I am, besides salvation, because many people come to the cross, that's their testimony. Then what is your testimony after the cross? And many people, is after the cross, they go back to the cross and born again, again, resaved or rededicated. But I'm thankful to the Lord. Yes, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes and stuff like that. But I will be 66 years old next month, October 12th. See, I don't look like it, right? I look like 65 and a half. But in any rate, I will be 66. So October 12th, you're invited to my birthday. I will cook. Everybody, everywhere. But I have to celebrate my birthday in Savannah, Georgia. So if you can go, that's fine. So 66 years old. So I learned something, a few things. And it's about the goodness of God in my life after I got born again. Because, you know, after all, if you're in the kingdom, see, everything is provided by the king. You know, just like the king is supposed to, in Monaco and all these places, the people over there, they have the priority of jobs, they have homes, and all things, healthcare and everything, because the king provides. But in any way, that's a separate story. So mine is that one of my stories that before I went to Mongolia, and this is also a testimony of my wife, because 2007, when the balloon popped, and during that time we were hurt, and so we tried to move to North Carolina and purchase a house there, and the house is being built, and so we pay mortgage on that house on top of our house that's in Norfolk that's been rented. But unfortunately, 3 months, the renter don't pay. And then we are paying mortgage over here, and we don't even live there. But then 2007, when the Lord says, you don't live in North Carolina, so we keep paying, and to make the long story longer, $30,000 deficit already in that house. And then the bank, in spite of no work, because I'm transitioning, and my wife, the bank still loan us another house. So we have three houses, no work, and we have loan $30,000 short, and we have to sell that house. And on the last month, it was sold, short sale, so still loss of money. Can you imagine that? And then we live in this house. But we're able to recover for two months because we end up working again and stuff like that. And then 2009 is my initiation to be a missionary to Mongolia. And so here I am just recovering, and yet I have to go to Mongolia for 2.5 months and raise $5,500 for that trip so that we will have in-country expense and so and whatnot. So how that happened? See, this is where the turning point of my mission work on God's faithfulness to those who work, and God supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Because one of the letter that we sent $2,500 in one check. And that's God. And my wife, I show it to my wife, and my wife says, you can go. The faith rises up, because who will give $2,500 to me? So that was the turning point, that somebody gave $2,500 and went to Mongolia for 2.5 months. And when I came back, so the Lord touched, and there's a lot of testimony there, except this 720. Okay, there's one joke that I want to. See, Mongolia, about Mongolia, they have what you call horse milk, aik. As a missionary, you have to drink, or whatever they offer to you, you have to taste it, or at least, right? It will be insult if you don't. But there's a horse milk that they celebrate every year, right? And so they make this milk called aik. It's good if it's just horse milk, but then they add vodka, influence of Russia and stuff. So that has alcohol in it. So I taste it. I cannot speak English. I cannot even speak Tagalog. See, the moment I taste it, you know what I say? That's what happened. That's aik in Mongolia, man. But in any rate, come back. And my wife says, you can go back to mission again. Why? Because he leads, he feeds, he guides, he provides, and she find out that his will, his bill. She don't have problems when I'm away. Praise be to God. The Lord provided for our needs in spite of not me not working and working the work of the Lord. I don't know how. And you know, we have two mortgages now, right? The one in Norfolk and the one in Virginia Beach. That's one mortgage is 30 years to pay. But now, 2022, 2007, that's only 15 years. And my wife will be able to pay the second house, the first house paid off. That's amazing how God provided in that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits. paid off, and the work of God continued. See, when we were here also, I mean, it's amazing because one of the pastors in charge of the mission budget and all that, but the missionary that come here is like taboo to the church that they are not able to speak anymore in the pulpit for some reason, because, you know, churches has many needs. So this pastor channeled the missionaries to me, gave my number. But, you know, I don't complain. I just, you know, I said, Lord, I'm a missionary. You provided for me, so I will sow. Our group, we call, you know, Destiny International Fellowship, DIF, because we make a difference. And we find out that 2/3 of the name of God is go and 1/3 is destiny, right? And so that's why we have destiny as our mission fellowship. And this fellowship that we have also cater into when we have missionary, Pastor Brad, we have to eat lunch over here and let them speak there. Or let them speak in our cell group and we bless them with money. And of course, the Philippines is our main target also. We can continue to bless them with boxes, money, educating children and stuff like that. That's going behind the scene. But my group is always very generous because God, they know that God is faithful. See? Sowing and reaping. Give and it shall be given. So the economy of God is there, you know? And Financial Peace University was taught. My wife embraced it so good. That's why we're able to pay this mortgage and do budgeting and all that. So that's the goodness of God. In all things, when God is in there, you know, you don't have to worry, right? Say amen. Amen. So God mission. As a matter of fact, our car's favorite are Nissan. Nissan? And we have all Nissan car, but my ultimate one is Nissan Finder, because Nissan Pathfinder means leader. L-E means path, and D-E-R, finder. So Nissan Finder. So that's a cool thing to have Nissan Pathfinder. So that's my goal for next one. So let us not road to grow to become. One of my testimony. And the other thing is that. See, I don't know how to father my children when they're first born. So, I mean, my brother was an abusive person. So, Lord, I don't know how to father them. So, you can raise up a corn, you can raise up chickens, but you cannot raise up children. You have to train in the ways of the Lord, right? So, when they were baby, I always go to the prayer meeting and bring them there. And that's really what I told the Lord. You know, you train them for me because I don't know how. And so, God has been faithful. Towards that, I had two good-looking boys, and they're really blessed and favored, and they're doing great. But my Jesse came back for a visit, my son, my only son, besides the other one, as I call it, and he's in Space Force, right? And he loves Japan as his country, as a missionary and working in Japan as business. And he has favor from the government and all that. But really, what neat thing about my son is he do mission work while he was there. And Shibuya is one of the cities in Japan that like crosses 10,000 of people in that cross intersection. And they give Starbucks card. And they put a sign, English conversation, because in Asia, that's how we reach out on people, because they want to speak English. So we use the Bible to train them how to speak English, just like we did in Mongolia. So, but there you go, English conversation, and they come to that place. And then they give them Starbucks card, and then invite them to their church. So all that. But see, those are good and fine. But when we were in conversation, because he was in the Space Force, and he's like, training, and like I said, the vastness of this galaxy, it really points him to really believe in God. But one day, being in charge of his group, they go to the planetarium where they have the galaxy and all that for us to enjoy. There's one here, right, in Chesapeake. You can visit that. It's nice to visit the planetarium. And so he was in charge and then was given the key, and here he was. He was telling us this, and then he paused and said, okay, everybody's gone. So he turned it on again, and lo and behold, he said, I sit down, put my cell phone, and he just played this song, So Will I. And we're going to sing that as a segue, as worship to our prayer. And I, when I listened to him, I was like crying because, you know, I don't train him, you know. And God did it. He has that relationship with God that said, I can see the love in everything. You will sing with me in that. So it's just to hear him that. It's really touched my heart because God is with him. And before he left to Italy, Pastor prayed for him to guard his heart. So I was so blessed. And of course, JJ also, I mean, he's a blessing. And he played drums here. And so it's already 7:27, and we're going to do prayer time. But the queen is now dead. But the king, our king, is alive and well, and he's coming soon. And then when he come, you'll be better ready. Just like I said, today is the day of salvation. That's why I urgently say, hey, as many as receive him, to them gave thee the power to become the Son of God. If you think that what's going on right now in our world, in our society today, is bad, the worst thing is you can miss heaven and go to hell. God don't want you to be there because God is faithful that he don't want anyone to perish but come to repentance. It's the goodness of God that draws people to repentance. God is good. Because many people think that God is bad because he created the planet. He created the Garden of Eden. Everything is okay. There's no like do's and don'ts except that one. Everything is freely given to us. That's the kingdom of God. That when you find, you can find treasure, that you can build your, you can sell all your belongings and everything for that treasure. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, not subtracted to you. All things will be added unto you. Whatever you're seeking for, love, peace, money, whatever, it's in the kingdom of God. But first, you must receive him as your Lord and Savior. And if you do that tonight, then the kingdom of God is within you. And you can start your walk with the Lord. It's the beginning of that connection with the God whom you will know is the true God of heaven, and his name is Jesus. And tonight we're going to pray, and many of us struggle to a lot of things, and prayer, many times we say push, pray until something happens. So we have to pursue. And there's obstacles in our lives that many times over it's come to our knees, because God answers prayer. Gap, right? God answers prayer, and you can see that. And here's an illustration of a camel, that the camel with the desert sun, he can walk in the desert sun, and yet when he see a hill of sand, it's a very obstacle that it's hard for him to climb, right? For a camel to climb, he cannot climb that hill. A camel cannot climb that hill. But praise be to God. You know how he do it? Watch. Oh, you already. See? He is kneeling to cross whatever obstacle that he has. It's on his knees. And so tonight, when we pray, remember that. You, whatever obstacle that we have, God will see us through. Amen. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. And I know, Father God, that you answer prayer. You hear us, and that's why we keep coming. Coming again and again in your presence, because in your presence, you are the source of everything. And so, Lord, help us to usher into your presence tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.